This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Legal wrangling between the Trump administration and House Republicans leaves $7 billion of Obamacare subsidies in question, which could force insurers to hike insurance premiums. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
To set premiums, insurers estimate how many people they'll cover and what that would cost. With the $7 billion in Obamacare subsidies up in the air, University of Michigan's Nicholas Bagley says companies struggle to do the math.
When they have to guess under conditions of uncertainty, they've got to increase their premiums to make up for the possibility that they could lose their shirt.
Insurers worry that without the subsidy, policies would be so expensive, fewer people would buy them. To cope with that, the Kaiser Family Foundation estimates insurers could raise premiums 15 to 21%. That's particularly painful for the 7 million Americans who buy insurance on the individual market and who don't get assistance to pay for their Obamacare premiums. John Bertko with California's Obamacare Exchange says this lack of clarity is bad for the industry.
The thing that any business needs is some stability in what the market's going to look like for the next year or two.
The prescription is obvious. The sooner Republicans in Washington make a decision on the subsidies, the sooner insurers and consumers will know what to expect. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.